Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Saybrook University. Over 25 online master's and doctoral programs in humanistic scholarship, empowering students to pursue their life's work. Accepting 2014 spring and fall applications, saybrook.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A new report from the nonprofit California Budget Project finds that even after more than 3 years of job gains, the Great Recession has left many workers behind. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more.
The state has added nearly 800,000 jobs over the last 3 years, but the new study says those numbers don't tell the whole story. Unemployment rates remain much higher in inland counties. And as policy analyst Luke Reidenbach with the nonprofit California Budget Project explains, the jobs people are finding are likely paying less or are part-time.
For example, the leisure and hospitality industry has accounted for nearly one quarter of all new jobs so far in this recovery. And last year, the median wage of this industry was $11.20 an hour.
The report warns it may take another 2 years to get back to where things were before the economy took a dive in 2008. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Can you name the largest Asian American population in California? Did you say Filipinos? According to the last census, there are nearly 1.5 million Filipino Americans living here, mostly on the coast. But there was a time in the early 20th century when Filipinos came to work the fruit and produce fields of the Central Valley. Back then, downtown Stockton was home to a bustling Little Manila. San Francisco State Associate Professor of History Dawn Mabalon wrote about it in her book Little Manila is in the Heart. She tells us first about the swinging scene at the local taxi dance clubs back in the day.
They played really what was very popular. They played a few, you know, Filipino standards. There was a song called Dahil Sa'yo, which essentially means because of you, so it's a Filipino love ballad. Nat King Cole actually even did it.
Dahil sa'yo.
You know, of course, it was the male young men who were finding community in the dance halls. Young Filipino women did not go there, and their families did not go there. So that's one place, you know, that was kind of raucous and fun, and, you know, men could find companionship. I mean, imagine they're in their late teens, their early 20s. They're incredibly lonely. You know, when I talk to old-timers, they talk about driving down El Dorado Street and calling that the Filipino highway, that you could just wave and, you know, roll down your window and everybody be out on the street and saying, hey, look who's come visiting from San Francisco or from Salinas or from, you know, L.A. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing to see kind of what we see now as this ghost town, but you have old-timers telling me, ah, oh, San Francisco and L.A., those weren't fun cities. Stockton was the place to be.
We see these pictures of people in sharp suits and beautiful dresses, you know, standing in front of what looked like well-established businesses. And I guess folks were sending these pictures home to extended family in the Philippines and essentially painting a rosier picture than what those folks would find when they came over.
Certainly the pictures they weren't not sending home, you know, are the ones of them in the fields. You know, Dorothea Lange has this really beautiful photo that she took in during the Depression of Filipino lettuce workers. I think it's one of the most beautiful photos I've ever seen. They're bending down and harvesting lettuce. You wouldn't have sent that photo back to the Philippines because what you wanted to project is this idea that you have made it. You know, nobody wanted to write home and say, we've been hoodwinked. You know, I'm actually in a labor camp right outside of this little city called Stockton cooking over an open flame with no restrooms. And so the pictures that they sent back home really projected, I think, this existence that they hoped for themselves and that they, in a sense, created for themselves.
Before there was Cesar Chavez, there was Larry Itliong.
Yes, Larry Itliong, which is not to say that we shouldn't remember Cesar Chavez, but Larry Itliong was president of the Filipino community here in Stockton. He had been a longtime labor organizer, 30s, 40s, and 50s. In the early 1960s, he becomes one of the organizers for a new union called the AWOC, the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee. He gets sent down to Delano to organize the Filipino grape workers there. On September 8, 1965, led by Larry Itliong, the grape workers in Delano vote to strike. They approach Cesar Chavez and his new union. the National Farm Workers, and they say, let's go on strike together, because if we don't work together, the farmers are going to use us to scab, you know, and break each other's strikes. So begins one of the greatest social justice movements of our time, the farm labor movement. Most people here in Stockton don't know who he is, even Filipinos.
Here we are in 2013. We could barely hear ourselves talk. What was the heart of the Filipino community became, for white Stockton, just a place to build a byway for more affluent people to get from point A to point B. So in the early 60s, the State Highway Commission decides that they want to build a connector between 5 and 99. And this is what we're standing in front of, the Crosstown Freeway.
And this is Highway 4?
This is Highway 4. They could have put it a lot of different places. They decide to run it right through one of the densest areas of downtown Stockton because they figure, oh, it's just these poor brown people. It's Chinatown. It's Little Manila. It's the Mexican-American area. Oh, you know, who cares?
So we talked a little bit about this behind the roar of the freeway, but you have hopes, dreams for that patch of downtown Stockton. What would you like to see happen?
I'd love to see all of those buildings still standing, restored, preserved. One of them hopefully will become the Filipino American National Museum. We've gone to places in Little Tokyo, for example, or International District in Seattle, where the Asian American community has used their historic buildings, the Lower East Side Tenement Museum, for example, even, and created incredible museums and really revitalized the area. And that's what we'd like to do. We want to see where people will come to Stockton again to look for their roots and to see almost every single one is going to have a tie to Stockton, whether it was their grandfather who came to work in the fields or a distant uncle or a cousin or one of those early immigrants that came here, then sent money back home because of their work in the fields to allow their grandchildren or nieces or nephews or distant relatives to then go on to nursing school or medical school or college and then move to the San Francisco Bay Area or Los Angeles. Or there's this tie that almost all Filipinos have. Some of them don't even know it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
San Francisco State History Professor Don Mabalon is the author of Little Manila is in the Heart. We've got a lot more online, including photos from then and now. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, September 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change.